traveling. Y'all sit back.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Mr. Stu Webb is not only a federal whistleblower. I love that term, whistleblower. Anytime we can expose the truth, of course, you can blow the whistle on the people who are nefariously doing very bad things to all humanity, as far as I'm concerned. And they're doing so covertly. I think the CIA is a disgusting, filthy organization that they have a bunch of so-called patriots who think that they're doing great work for all humanity, but they're not. Any organization that is essentially trafficking cocaine, guns, drugs, and stuff like that, and doing so outside of the United States, is obviously capable of doing some terrible things here in the U.S. Now, here in the U.S., they're operating an outfit that has been brought to me called Stratfor. They're conducting business, the CIA is here, skirting the law. They're not supposed to. They're doing it through these U.S. Scam corporations that they have here. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I agree with the statement totally, because there's dozens and dozens and dozens of corporations. But people have to understand that, you know, 60% of America's workforce is the government. Right. It's the federal government, the county, the state, the local governments, city governments, or they're contractors to those. 40% of our workforce, of roughly 120 million that we have, work in the private sector. And they've taken over 95% of it. And the problem is, within these intelligence agencies of government, it's been compartmentalized, like they call the NSA the Puzzle Palace, the CIA the same way, compartmentalized in 300 to 600 different compartments. So the right hand sometimes doesn't know what the left hand's doing. Where Daddy Bush is crawling around the corner with the kiddies and the cameras and blackmailing congressmen and senators and having his little pedophilia parties and things of that nature. The left hand doesn't know. So they don't know that they're trafficking in drugs and so forth. You come back to E-Systems. E-Systems is the controlling link to all this shit. It's drugs, guns. It's trafficking and kidnapped kids out of America and kids worldwide. Jeb Bush. They're trafficking consistently in narcotics into Homestead Air Force Base. The CIA bases around our military, or in our military bases. They made it to where the customs agents, they call overflight. They cannot even search their airplanes any longer. Ever since that 1986, after Oklahoma City, they made it legit for the CIA to operate in that legislation, the terrorist legislation, inside domestically for the first time on U.S. soil, where they were always operating before, spying on people and referring it to the FBI for criminal referral. Now they basically, they refer it, but they're operating legally. And this way they're running around badges, or they're running around IDs. They got truckloads of guns or drugs, and they're telling the highway patrolman, excuse me, but I'm working for the government. This is a government sting operation. Leave us alone. And they leave them alone. That's the problem we have. And it was Daddy Bush, you know, eliminating the checks and balances in government when he was president of the United States in 1988. He eliminated the racketeering offices across the country, the 10 of them that we had. And that was federal racketeering offices. The only one that was left intact was the one in Philadelphia, labor racketeering. And then everything went to the control box later on underneath Clinton, underneath Junior, retarded Junior, Bush, to where everything goes to the public integrity section of the U.S. Department of Justice. They call the God Squad, who covers up everything and works with the Attorney General. And ever since 1981, every Attorney General that we have had has been corrupt and have been involved in guns and drugs and the payoffs and have been Bush stooges. We've had a coup d'etat since 1981. Actually, goes back to the Kennedy murder. But since 81, Daddy Bush has been in control, and this J-12 have had total control over the United States government and the Congress and the Senate.
That's right. Hold that thought. Short break. We're going to come back. I want you to talk about the Kennedy assassination. Okay? And that's going to lead to somebody that went in there to clean everything up. Mr. Co-IntelPro himself, Ted Gunderson. And when you come back, Mr. Stu Webb is going to tell us about Mr. Gunderson. And it all began, I think, right about there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com. Hi, folks. Pete Santilli here. As a prominent social media personality on Facebook and Twitter since they were first launched, I've participated in one-dimensional discussions with literally hundreds of thousands of followers. When I first set up my SecondLife.com account about a year ago, I entered a whole new magical world that brought my social media activity to life. Second Life is much more than just a 3D game or a social media platform. It'll bring your online persona to life in one of the most beautiful virtual reality simulators on the internet. It's free, and besides, it's the best way to listen to the Pete Santilli Show. You can interact with me live as I broadcast daily from the Overthrow Bunker studio. To get your free account, go to any one of our episodes and click on the Second Life banner. Once you're in, we'll give you the grand tour of our newly built Camp FEMA, the very first educational tool of its kind anywhere in the world. For a limited time, if you sign up for a new SecondLife.com account, we'll give you a priceless welcome package. SecondLife.com. Join now, tune in, and connect with your friends at the Pete Santilli Show.
Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000? Well, it happens to the best of us. Just ask Charlie.
I was a pro NFL player, defensive back. Yes, I did get a letter from the IRS.
It's a scary thing, even for a big man like Charlie.
Well, man, when you see those dreaded letters, capital IRS, $60,000, man, you almost dropped to your knees. You know, they were trying to levy my accounts, garnish me, real bad situation.
Charlie found out about the law offices of Craig Zimmerman.
I heard their commercial on the radio. I said, well, hey, let me give them a call. It was like talking to my brother, talking to a great friend. I called Craig Zimmerman, and they put a stop to it.
You'll love the way they do business.
Like we say in the NFL, they never drop the ball. They did a great job for me.
You may be able to significantly reduce your tax debt. Call the law offices of Craig Zimmerman and get your game plan. 800-638-0727.
Craig Zimmerman, they threw a touchdown for me.
Call now and find out how much you can save. 800-638-0727. 800-638-0727.
Yeah. The Bush crime family has been in the business of setting up Daddy Bush so he can go kill babies and drink their blood. That's me. Mr. Daddy Bush gets to sit in a wheelchair and gets wheeled in with Secret Service protection. That's great, isn't it? But let's stick him aside, and let's bring back Mr. Stu Webb, who's going to tell us that, you know, dating back to, let's say, the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Let's set the money aside, because John F. Kennedy wanted to bring the money back to the people. I believe that. They took him out, and things happened shortly thereafter. The Bushes were involved, and I want you to tell us about what you know about Ted Gunderson. That's going to lead to another subject before the end of the show, but go ahead.
Well, Ted Gunderson was a piece of filth. He was a Spin doctor. He infiltrated myself for a period of time. He had infiltrated most of the whistleblowers coming forward and saying, I'm ex-FBI, et cetera. He was there to neutralize people. Actually, he was running wet ops teams. And Jackie McGauley, as an example, who was the McMartin preschool case, that he went around saying that he helped them, and when he leaves the FBI and so forth, he was kicked out of the FBI because he was holding satanic ceremonies in his FBI offices in 1979, and they found out his underlayments turned him in. They did a mental evaluation, found out that he was diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenia. Now, I've talked to his wife, Jacqueline. I have her in about 4 hours, 3 to 4 hours of recorded conversations buried in archives. And she told me in 1971 that she had divorced him because she found out that he was diagnosed then as a paranoid schizophrenia. and that he came home one time after he quit taking his medicine for 6 months. He came home, stripped down in front of his daughter, Lori, and her 12 friends at the swimming pool behind their house, and stripped down naked in front of them and jumped in the pool. And she said she called the kids in, and she locked the doors, threw his clothes out the window, and said, "That's it. I'm done." Well, his daughter's diagnosed as paranoid schizophrenia, and so is his son, Ted, so it runs in the genes. Wow. Well, Ted was one of the Hoover boys from 1952, and he was in Dallas, Texas. He was planted there to cover up the Kennedy murder after the Kennedy assassination, or 1962, or 64, I think it was the ship that he went in. But with Jackie McGauley, he ran out there and jumps on the cameras when they were digging the McMartin Tunnel to prove that the tunnel existed in that preschool where they were molesting kids and transfer them over next door to a Catholic church, et cetera, and he gets in front of the cameras. "I'm ex-FBI Ted Gunderson, and I'm the one here paying for the tunnel dig," and all this, and she's like crap in her pants. Well, he was infiltrating her. He broke her finger in an incident within 6 weeks, telling her to keep her mouth shut. He stole her credit cards, ran them up $30,000. She had to bankrupt. That was the way he tried to neutralize her. He killed people. There's all kinds of bodies, incidents. Matter of fact, I would ask the question, why was Ted Gunderson, before his death, why was he involved with what was called Silverado Mining Company, an old fraudulent securities scam involving Silverado Mining, Silverado Savings, the ones that my ex-in-laws owned through MDC Holdings. You can go back. I've checked with Ted Gunderson because he tried to neutralize me, tried to extort me out of documents I didn't have in 1999, 2000, mm-hmm. sent a SWAT team in to destroy my home, accused me of stealing boxes of documents he had. He never had anything that I ever saw, and I don't steal from people. And he was trying to get documents out of me pertaining to Jared Schaefer, the public administrator, who he was trying to blackmail to pull a trust away from him on a killer that he got off on, because the killer promising $200,000, Tom Gall, who had shot and killed two people, innocent people, who came to his door to collect the $150 he owed him for moving stuff. And Gunderson got him off. And I've done a radio program with a witness, a reporter, who witnessed all the crap going on at the time, Colleen Lloyd. I have an affidavit on my site from her, et cetera. But Gunderson went around neutralizing people. He went around infiltrating and neutralizing. He was allowed to scam after he left the FBI. He was working, he sold Stinger missiles to Bin Laden. I've got the internal memorandum of the U.S. government while he was the head of the FBI. He was a crossover between the FBI and the CIA, and that dealt with the Dallas Cowboy owner, Cliff Murchison. And if all the patriots remember that listen to the show, Ted Gunderson had a little radio broadcast going on in 1998 from Dallas, Texas, when Clint Murchison died, and he was having all these big parties down there at the Clint Murchison estate, because Murchison had left him in charge of his estate in the event if he died. Well, he had a maid down there, Anna Mae Newman. And Anna Mae Newman, I understand, is dead now, but he ripped her off for $65,000, promised her, "Oh, I got this case. I'm going to make $200,000 off these kids. I need to borrow $65,000 of your $70,000 severance pay retirement." Well, he conned her out of it, and she never got it back. And so she was wanting her money back so she could return to Ireland, and that never happened. And she was an illegal immigrant. He got her Social Security, and she was paying his rent in Las Vegas, Nevada, so he scammed her out of $65,000. But I sat down with her one day in his condominium out there that he was renting, and I sat and talked to her about the pictures, because she says they had a big party in Dallas, Texas, the day that Kennedy got murdered, and that George Bush Sr. and a whole bunch of other people were there. I started showing her pictures, and she started recognizing the different ones and saying, "Oh, yeah, everybody was there, and they were having this big party." And then the next day we hear Kennedy got killed. Within an hour, everybody starts showing up there celebrating and having drinks and getting drunk and watching the TV, and all the killers were there. Well, these are different ones that I pointed out to her that I'd been told over the years were involved. And it was Daddy Bush, and it was Gibson of the CIA, and it was the Bay of Pigs boys, because they didn't pull off the Bay of Pigs. Kennedy said no to them. It'd cause World War III if we go in there, and they wanted to do it anyway. They were trying to bring about World War III in the Bay of Pigs. Now, Kennedy got killed for several reasons. Kennedy got killed because he said, I'm going to eliminate the CIA and break it up to 1,000 pieces. And former President Truman of Independence, where I live, Independence, Missouri, he testified for Congress 2 months before. Said the CIA should have never been created. It was out of control. And so Kennedy says, I'm going to break it up in 1,000 pieces. And he fired Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA, which was one of the Brown Shoe Boys. This is what people don't understand. The OSS became, there were 79 of them called the Brown Shoe Boys. Two of them are friends of mine. One was General Bowen. Another one was Kerry. I don't want to mention last name because his family, but he got killed in Las Vegas for stepping up in public with me. And 2 days later, he had a heart attack. They killed him. And he was supporting me financially a little bit at the time and so on and so forth. But these were the ones that created the CIA, became the shadow government within the government, should we say, the Pegasus Group, as Gene Chip Tatum used to call them. And this was the Brown Shoe Boys, they referred to them as. Now, Alan Dulles was one of them. Kennedy fired Alan Dulles. And then who becomes the head of the Warren Commission investigation of the Kennedy murder? Alan Dulles, to cover up with Arlen Specter, the senator that died here a while back. And I thank God he died. I wish him the best of luck in the pit of hell, and I hope he's got a fire coming up the crack of his rear end for all the obstruction and all the evil that pedophile piece of crap, Iran-Contra player was involved with. And Al Martin's got him written in his book about his connections in Iran-Contra. But the point is that Kennedy also did a second thing. He said, I'm going to eliminate the Federal Reserve. He started printing $2 silver certificates backed by silver and $5 silver certificates. And they're still around in various shops. You can find them. And he said, I'm going to end the war in Vietnam. He says, I'm going to initiate civil rights where people can sue the government under Title 42, 1983, for redress of grievances, et cetera. And that law was passed after his death because Congress pushed it forward. Johnson made sure it got forward. And there was the other part, which was he was going to expose the 1954 to 2012 alien agreement where the United States government was given the secrecy of the aliens, the fallen angels, give them a base in exchange for the fact they give us invisibility, which if you go back to the Philadelphia experiment, there's plenty of videos out there on the internet. They're out there in the various Blockbuster and other places. You can get the Philadelphia experiment. Al Bielek, that was sent in space-time into the future, 1984, et cetera. Those ships in the harbor in Pennsylvania disappeared. Al, I've met him. He's now dead. He's been dead for a couple years. There are a lot of men came back. Their arms are stuck in when they came back, but it all dealt with what they call the cult Tesla technology and all that. That the aliens have given through the Knights Templar bankers, the Illuminati, the Council of 13, had given us back at the 1900 time frame, that Nikola Tesla and J.P. Morgan was one behind him, financing him, one of the Council of 13, which was free energy, anti-gravity, and what they call space-time, where they can look into the future and look into the past. And that technology, of course, then they made contact with us humans with the Roswell incident of the first so-called alien craft crashing, where they would say, okay, we're going to reach out to the humans because, they need the humans to do their bidding for them. They need us to make their toys for them. But this is something that Kennedy was going to expose, the 1954 to 2012 agreement. And that continues still to today. It's beyond 2012. But that's what got him whacked. And
awesome.
It was the Bush crowd and the Bay of Pigs boys that whacked him.
We have a break coming up here, okay?
Matter of fact, Woody Harrelson's dad is one of the shooters.
Yeah, I was just I just read that in the chat room. Woody Harrelson's dad was one of the shooters. That's amazing. Listen, stay right there. We're going to take a break here. We're going to come back. And I want to go back to Mr. George W. Bush Sr. taking over the CIA and how things spun out of control since then. So, ladies and gentlemen, a lifetime of work, a lifetime whistleblower, a true patriot, ladies and gentlemen. This is the man that talked about MERS, the multi-trillion-dollar bankster theft from our country. He wants to expose that. I stand right beside him in our efforts to bring our country back and take the world back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Mr. Stu Webb, I'm going to bring him back on the line. Here's the deal. Papa Bush, okay? George W. Bush Sr. With the assassination of John F. Kennedy and this cabal that has essentially taken over the government, it started, I think that was the line of demarcation. They essentially took over the entire money system, the entire CIA, the intelligence system, all the way around. John F. Kennedy was done. George W. Bush Sr., I would say, is the Papa Bush, or the smelliest Bush of them all, takes the helm as the CIA director in what year?
1995, I believe it was.
When he,
of course, he was ambassador to China prior to that, but when he became CIA director, that's when they started the blackmail of the Congress and Senate. They started the blackmail of U.S. federal judges. They started the blackmail of county and state judges, of the police departments around the entire country, the police chiefs. I have two affidavits up there. It's called the Cotola Affidavit. It's a short version that's online. That's actually 114 pages in detail that I've never released. But I got that from an inspector general of the Pentagon at the time. Bill McCoy's now dead. He's quite famous. He was one of the ones that worked with Terry Reid and myself that wrote Compromise, Clinton Bush and the CIA, about Mena, Arkansas. Clinton or Terry was one of the pilots. Bill had given Terry about half of his book. Bill was a private investigator, the most Iran-Contra literate private investigator, been chasing the Bush family for years. They killed him over exposing Strassmeyer with the Oklahoma City bombing, the German connection. The Israeli Mossad killed him over it. Bush, Daddy Bush's boys, Microarian General Raphael Tan is what I understand, of Israel. But Bill was also the private investigator on the Inslaw case, the Hamilton family, involving where they stole the software using any satellites, the Westar satellite system. And he also was a private investigator for Tyree, where they set up FEMA. They claimed that they murdered, that he murdered his wife, and he didn't. He's still in jail today. Didn't murder his family. It's under the third column under table of contents. These things can be found. But if you look at the Cotola affidavit, you can see the blackmail of Congress and Senate. And you can see where that they were going around putting bugs in the offices and cameras of all these public officials across the United States of America. And they were getting those little Piccadillys. As an example, he might be having a drink at his office, or he might be laying his secretary down on his desk or on his couch. And they've got pictures then to go back and do blackmail and say, we want you to set up this person, or we want you to do this. And once they got that, they got them compromised. And in many cases, a gold dropped $10,000 in cash. Someone would walk in there, some dirty CIA personnel, Daddy Bush's rogue CIA agent, dropped 10 grand in cash and say, here's pictures and here's 10 grand. We want you to set up this whistleblower, or we want you to do this or that. That's how they've done this. And now they've got total control of most of these public officials across this country. And it all came back from Daddy Bush and that little situation involving Special Forces, Colonel Cotola and Colonel Correll and others during that 1995 to 1997 time frame, or 98, when he was CIA director. He had six attorneys underneath him. One of them was Norman Brownstein, the sixth CIA counsel. Natoli's another one. Natoli represented Brownstein's son in a fraud case involving mutual fund here about 6 months to a year ago. I talked to the SEC about it, and they didn't even know that here they were both CI counsel, and they had been partners and the whole bit, and they still are. These same six CI counsel are the same ones, Norman Brownstein out of Denver, that was on the board of directors of Milman's company, my ex-in-laws, MDC, as well as Silverado, the CI bank. And they're the ones that set up the trust with Hillary Clinton of the Rose Law Firm. As the money left Silverado, it would change out of the, go to J.P. Morgan. It would move to the Bahamas. It would move to the Isle of Jersey to John Dix, the Cambodian Trust, and then it'd go to Hong Kong. And it's split two ways. It'd come back to the, back to the United States through accounts that were set up by Hillary Clinton and the Rose Law Firm that were setting up these trusts that were foreign trusts so they didn't have to pay income tax. And then they were turned over to Norman Brownstein, who's in control of these trusts. And he always has shown up as the corporate director in behalf of the owners, you know, in behalf of the trusts, such as Citicorp, all the bankrupt companies, including Enron, Ty Cole. The list goes on and on and on, where Norman Brownstein shows up as a director in behalf of these owners of these trusts. These are foreign trusts set up for 38 and a half years, designed not to pay income tax, et cetera. It was a lot of this drug money. The other part of the money is split from Hong Kong. It's split into Switzerland. It went through Swiss Bank Corp and Volksbank, and then there was another bank, a German ex-Nazi from World War II, and it would be in discretionary accounts or set up through Isley Brokerage in Las Vegas that was set up in the Waymark Foundation. Yes.
Sue, real quick, okay, we're going to, what the good news is, we're going to take a break. Good news is we got a 20-minute segment after this break, okay?
Yeah.
We're in the home stretch here. Now, I just want to make a quick correction. You said something that George W. Bush Sr. Was the CIA director in 95. It was actually, I think it was 76. So he went to China.
I mean, not 90, but 70. Yes. I'm sorry. 75 to 77.
That's quite all right. I just wanted to make sure I made that correction, because we don't want the trolls to come back and say, see, he made a mistake. Unbelievable. Yeah. Listen, we come back, Stu, what I want to do is I want us to go from where Bush took control of the CIA, took control of the money. Don't go away. We'll be back right after this message.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com.
Are you over your head in debt and not sure what to do? Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out debt? Stop harassing phone calls, even stop foreclosure or repossession? Well, the answer is yes. Pick up the phone right now and call the bankruptcy hotline at the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. With 17 years' experience as a practicing attorney, Craig knows how to get the creditors off your back and get you peace of mind. Most people don't realize that bankruptcy is a great alternative by immediately stopping collection calls, allowing you to keep your home, eliminate all of your debt, and give you a fresh start. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation at 800-281-2286 and learn how bankruptcy could help you. So stop wondering what to do with your debt and call us at 800-281-2286. 800-281-2286. Not all will qualify. The law offices of Craig Zimmerman is federally designated as a debt relief agency. Office is located in Dallas and Santa Ana, California.
Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out your credit card debt? Stop harassing telephone calls? Even stop foreclosure and repossession? I'm talking about Chapter 7 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code. Federal bankruptcy laws were designed to get the creditors off your back and give you a fresh start. Imagine waking up one morning without stressing about debt. It's true, and it could be you. Call right now at 800-281-2286 to see if you qualify for this powerful debt relief program. We're the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. Craig has been a practicing attorney for 17 years and has an A+ Better Business rating. We know how to make the law work for you to give you a fresh start. We provide a free initial confidential consultation. Don't spend another day wondering what to do about your debt. Call 800-281-2286. The consultation is free and so is your phone call. You have nothing to lose but your debt, so call now at 800-281-2286. That's 800-281-2286. Office is located in Dallas.
And now, broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at FEMA Region 9, is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
So let me fade out here. So before we went, actually, I just didn't have enough time and I was going to be cut off. But what I was going to say was, so George W. Bush Sr. goes to China and sets up free market capitalism, right, for us to benefit from.
Yeah.
And then he goes into the CIA. So you're telling me, and I just want to guide the brand new awakened listener, okay? So George W. Bush Sr. is involved. He's at Clint Murchison's house. Is that correct?
Yes, he was.
And that was before and after the Kennedy murders. So he's a CIA operative. We don't know if he's an actual gun, but he was seen there, correct?
He was there. I have two stories that Tom Flockle did for us, for myself and some others, Tom Hennigan as well. Tom got his hand on the picture of Daddy Bush, we call him. George.
Let me frame my questions here. Hold on, just one second. Stu?
6 months after shooting.
Stu, let me just frame the questions, and you can take us through and guide us through here. We've got this 20-minute segment, but here's the deal. So Bush is involved. Kennedy gets taken out because here's how we're framing this, okay? There's aliens he wants to – Kennedy wants to expose. The aliens that we know about, okay? He wants to expose that. Civil rights, end Vietnam, eliminate the Federal Reserve, and eliminate the CIA. All of those things that Bush essentially – with a couple of shots of the bullet, takes all that out, and Bush and his entire cabal takes over, right? And
he becomes
the CIA director and positions everything for this new world order, correct?
That's pretty much it. And then when he became vice president, as it was said, Ronald Reagan was a sleeping president, and Bush was running national security. That's what the vice president does, runs national security behind the scenes. Everybody thinks he's a lame duck, but he's not. And he was in there running Operation Black or Operation Eagle, guns and drugs and worldwide theft and theft from all investors and everybody's pension funds and money back then and from the government. And security frauds of Max, and then when the Bolin people, Bolin of Missouri, the congressman shuts it down underneath the Bolin Amendment, they operated next day under Operation Black Eagle, and the whole cabal kept going on, and is still established today. Iran-Contra, as it was dubbed by Edwin Meese, the attorney general, to cover it up, limit the liability to the name Iran and to the Contras. It was a theft of America, establishing gun for drug network, still goes on today. It's still happening. Trillions of dollars every year with the narcotics, and it's in the trillions of dollars worth of paper, pardon expression, F to the American people and the U.S. Treasury.
Can I ask you something? I always thought, and I want to hear your perspective on this, I've always thought for this 30 or 40 year period that communism has infiltrated the United States of America, and now we're discovering that it's actually through this satanic thing that's going on. Is it communism or Satanism that has taken
over? It's not communism. Their idea, though, is to bring everybody about under a new world order and Satan in total control and their total control. And if you read that little letter Rockefeller sent me, that email, he's talking about the 144,000 that will be in charge of this new world order. It's under Satanism, table of contents. I'm on the front of my site, table of contents, third column over under Satanism, and you can read it. And he talks about the beginning of the end, the trip to Armageddon, as I think he called it, you know, and what 2001 brought about. And, you know, they were trying to usher in, a lot of Christians believe that it's the end times, end time prophecies. There's a lot of things. I'm a Christian. I have a strong belief in God and Christ. Yeah. And there are a lot of parallels in the book of Revelation to what's going on today. We've got this alignment of the planets coming up on the winter solstice of December the 22nd. A friend of mine that in the CIA said that in this new super collider they have in Switzerland, they can't see past. They can see out in galaxies now through that super collider they've never been able to see before. But they can't see anything but all of our planets lining up in a big cross on December the 22nd. What does that tell you? I mean, there's a lot of things happening. Are we seeing biblical prophecies being fulfilled at the current time? There's a high probability. Now, I also believe in, my own personal belief is, prayer works. And if people really exercise the power and authority that we have over demonic beings that the Bible says, we could put a stop to this if enough people would really pray against it and put a halt to it. I believe that mankind can survive here for quite a long time yet to come without all this problem. But if you look at all the problems that we have and where they're taking over 95% of the economy, 90 to 95% worldwide, and it's in the hands of just about 1,000 people, We got a big problem.
All right. Yeah, we do. And now listen, because of time, I just want to guide us through, because there's a couple of areas that I want to get your insight, and everyone is dying to hear.
Can I throw something out at you real quick? You mentioned Stratford earlier, and I meant to answer that question.
Yeah, we're going to hold that for a second.
Alex Jones is a stooge. Is one of the Stratford Stooges. Alex Jones has a handler. His name is Norvell, CIA Norvell. CIA Norvell was involved in the Kennedy cover-up. CIA Norvell, at one time, was mentioned on a site called PrevailingWinds.com. I don't know whether they're still out there, but that is Alex Jones's handler, Mr. Norvell. Alex Jones answers and is on the payroll of FBI Division Number 5, and I've had several people inside various agencies tell me this. He's a stooge. He's there for no solutions. It's all
The boogeyman's going to come get you. Lock and load. The boogeyman's going to come get you. Not go out here and impeach your congressmen, senators, or recall and remove them for signing the NDAA Act or the Patriot Act, but it's always the stooge game. And who was one of his favorite people to put on all the time?
Let me back up a second, okay? And I'm going to repeat what you just said, okay? Because I want to play this. Hold on just one second. I want to hear this. So George W. Bush, the Kennedy thing, we hear...
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
That's right. So he's the president. I'm about to finish up with Bush here, okay? He set up this new world order. The Clintons come in. He plays the saxophone. He's really cool. He's basically just a continuation of the Bush cabal system. We know about Hillary, her trafficking, all that stuff. Then in comes this guy, and this is important. His name is Alex Jones. Out of nowhere, young kid, super sharp, being groomed, right? And he starts taking to the likes of, because he's on his way to Hollywood, he wants all the credible people. He's talking about the New World Order and defeating that New World Order, when in fact, from its inception, the InfoWars Alex Jones show, all right, he starts bringing on people like who? Ted Gunderson. Does Alex Jones start bringing Ted Gunderson on his show? Is that correct?
That is correct. One of his favorite goons to put on.
That's right. And Ted Gunderson, we've already covered this in this show, was one of those people that's affiliated with all of these smelly Bushes and the Clintons and all of these people. Now, Alex Jones comes up. He's operating as a stooge. And a stooge is essentially, he's being given opportunities to earn money, to follow orders, propagate certain information. And here's where we're going to go. All right. Alex Jones then, 2001 comes. We're speeding up. 9/11 happens. This guy, Alex Jones, is being fed information from organizations like Stratfor pre-9/11. And he starts making so-called predictions, right? Bill Cooper's making predictions. Alex Jones is making predictions. You're making predictions. This is all prior to 9/11. Who of the three people that I just mentioned are the good people?
Cooper is, and I am. Alex Jones is not. He's on FBI Division Number 5 payroll.
That's right.
Has been for a number of years. You got Glenn Beck. He's on the Israeli Mossad payroll. There's an overlay with these 12, the Council of 13. They've used British intelligence. They've used Israeli Mossad. They've used the CIA, shadow government, CIA, Division Number 5, Division Number 4, they call it.
Right.
They've used the NSA, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And now they've got Division Number 5 of FBI under Homeland Security. They've even run an assassination team. Even Division Number 5 was involved with wiring the towers on 911 to weaken the buildings before they hit it with the death ray. Cynthia McKinney, former congresswoman, came and saw me over that. Goes back and drills Meyer, Blackjack Meyer, General Myers, and Rumsfeld over it. And they admitted right there in congressional hearings that they had 5 governmental operations going on, military operations, and the FBI had its own military operations. She found out later, and she made the statement on another show that I did with her here in the past month, that there were 7 military exercises going on that day. So what we have is we have a shadow government within the government. The problem is the left, the right hand, should we say, the good people within government, don't even know where the existence of the left hand is, their dirty part. And they can be sitting right in the same FBI office with them, sitting there gathering information for the shadow government that call up Daddy Bush and say, oh, I got some information for you. Kick me down a couple, 3 grand for this. And that's what happens. I mean, you can't imagine how many people within government are on the payroll. Al Martin told me once it was over 50,000 people are within the government that are part of the shadow government.
Wow.
And he was the Iran-Contra whistleblower. I helped get his book published.
Sneak something in here. Hold on 1 second, okay? This is really important, okay? Because I'm just looking at the clock here. I got to make sure that I guide you through here so that we can finish this thing up at the very end. there was a time when even, I mean, you're on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and you've actually met with Mr. Stadmiller before. He's actually showed up, and you've met with him in person, correct?
He sat in my home twice.
Yeah, he sat in your home, shared information. Obviously, he's got the intelligence report. He's been in the business a long time. He was with Genesis Communications.
I like John.
Yes, he's a great guy. But this is what I want to share with all of our listeners. If they haven't heard this before, there's a lot of new listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network as a result of the P. Santilli Show. Now, you met with him in person. He had a background with Genesis Communications, was working directly with, and I'm talking about the truth movement, not just picking on one person named Alex Jones. But he picked up the phone, and you told me that he called Alex Jones. And what happened? Tell us about that interchange.
Well, actually, what it was, he had met with me, and he had put me on his show several times, and this was quite a while back, and in 2000 time frame, 2000-something, 4 or 5, whatever it was, 3, 2, something like that. And he had put me on his show, and he was a co-host with Alex Jones on a Saturday program. And he was trying to convince Jones to put me on, and Jones was like, no, I can't put him on. And he's, well, like, why not? Well, I don't know whether he's for real. You know, Jones called me a wingnut a few times.
Wow.
Okay, well, I'm not a wingnut, and it was because he was avoiding me, because he knew that I knew too much. And the deal was, John called me up from after their show one afternoon or morning, whenever it was. He called me up from down there in Austin, and Alex was there, and he had me on microphone, and we had a discussion about a couple things, and I mentioned to Alex Jones, I said, Alex, I have a question for you, because he was hesitating. I said, is it true that your handler is Nora Bell, that you answer to him? And according to John, he turned white and got up and left the room.
Wow. You dropped the bomb on him. Basically, the same thing that we've done here in the past couple of days to expose his employees as having a connection back to Stratfor, known CIA intelligence, a corporation operating within the United States. His face is white right now. His face was white then. His face is white now. But here's the most important thing that we need to communicate, that 9/11 took place. A truth movement took place. There have been people who've been trying to suppress information about that so-called death ray. That death ray that you're now, what you told me today, is you just found out about Dr. Judy Wood. Now, you've heard about the death ray prior to Dr. Judy Wood, correct?
I heard about it was the death ray. I made a phone call on the day of 9/11 because I'd done massive amounts of shows for 3 months prior to 9/11 saying we were going to have an attack on America by the end of August. I mean, you go back to KathleenKeating.com, she's got archives of those shows. And so here I was saying that we were going to be attacked. I was getting it from U.S. intelligence, and it happened on 9/11 2 weeks after the end of August, or within a week and a half. On the day of 9/11, I made phone calls to a source inside the Pentagon who said, I said, how in the hell did that tower just dust out? He said, they hit it with the death ray, Area 51, controlled by E-Systems of Dallas, Texas, George Herbert Walker Bush's company.
Wow.
That's what happened. So I've known about the death ray. No planes hit the tower. That was phantom technology. I reported on it in 2006. Matter of fact, up on my site here about 2 weeks ago, I had John Lear on a show with me, and his affidavit says the same thing. And John's the top-rated pilot in the entire world, a personal friend of mine. In his affidavit, he's basically saying that if anything hit those towers, which he's saying did not hit the towers, that the wings would have broke off, and the tail section would have broke off and fell to the ground.
Yeah, but hold on.
It was a hologram.
What do I say to the guy that I know personally who actually stood at the base of the towers and watched a plane go into the building? What do I tell him?
What are you telling? He saw a hologram.
Oh, a hologram. Okay, you're saying that was projected.
That's called phantom technology. They can shoot it off of a fighter jet. It looks like a frigate airplane coming out there, and then shoot it 1,200 miles across the sky.
Wow. Wow.
And they do it with satellites.
Okay. Wow. This is amazing. Let me ask you one last question here. When we come back, I'm going to make sure that we wrap up here. I want to make sure everyone can get in touch with you, where they need to be looking at your website to get the most valuable information. But let me ask you this one final question before we go into the wrap up. Does a gentleman in the truth movement, in the 9/11 truth movement, in alternative media where we're at right now, we're all truth seekers. Does a gentleman named Alex Jones have any incentive whatsoever to hide the truth about what actually occurred on 9/11?
Well, of course he does. If you go look at what Jesse Ventura did 2 weeks ago on his program on True TV, probably TrueTV.com, and look at that, Alex Jones had on Jesse Ventura. Jesse Ventura has one of his sources, primary source for his stuff that he's been doing, is one of my sources as well. And we've shared that. As I said, Stu, Governor Jesse Ventura, because he's a former governor and he's got money behind him, he can get this out. It's his playbook off your website. Now, one of the things was Jesse Ventura had an argument apparently with Alex Jones on the radio here about a year ago, where he says, no, it was a death ray hit. No, it was a controlled demolition. Alex Jones is screaming. Well, 2 weeks ago, what did Alex Jones or Jesse Ventura do? He didn't allow Alex Jones to speak, but he showed his picture on the show, and he's got the play coming where he's saying, no, I believe the death ray hit the building. I believe the death ray. Well,
Stay right there, okay? You're going to continue on, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the opportunity. You're going to take the remaining 3 or 4 minutes that we'll have when we come back, and I want you to close this up. This has been an absolutely amazing interview. Don't go away.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Now, broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at FEMA Region 9, is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Okay, I'm back with Stu Webb. Here's how we're going to operate, because this is a tight segment. We have 3 minutes and 49 seconds. You take 3 minutes, and I want you to talk to my audience as to how we can just wrap this whole thing up here. You take the 3 minutes, I'll take the 49 seconds to close this out. Go ahead.
Well, I'd tell everybody to get involved and start doing recall on all the congressmen and senators. And I say this because they're all corrupt. There's maybe two or three that are not corrupt up there, and the way to do it is to go after the ones that signed the NDAA Act and the Patriot Act. They took an oath of office to uphold and defend and support the Constitution of the United States, just like you did, Pete, and like I did when we were both in the Marine Corps days. They have done the same thing, and they are not doing that. They've signed signed laws into effect to violate that, so therefore that's reason to do recall. We got to cut the head off of the monster to put a halt to it. You can't go out here and cut their head off. Should we say, in the physical form. It may come to that. It may come to a civil war in America to put a halt to this. But I think that we can operate in various ways. I'm trying to do it through federal court right now. I've just opened up a suit for attempted murder. You can see it, Stu Webb versus, where they did a rollover on me. I had to sue the insurance companies. They burned a customer's house down. They crashed me twice since then. I've named also for injunctive relief, which is going under appeal right now because I got a judge's obstructing justice here in Kansas City, federal judges. I'm asking people to support me if they can. Get behind me in this. I need to raise money to get real attorneys involved. I've been drafting this stuff on my own. You can see it. But I can prove treason and sedition, and I can prove $30 trillion where it's parked at. I also can prove through U.S. intelligence that they've looted are created about $100 trillion in artificial mortgages that they derivatized up to $600 trillion. This causes economic collapse, and it keeps coming back to the Denver connection. My ex-in-laws, Larry Mizell, Daddy Bush's attorney, Milman's attorney, Norman Brownstein. And all this assets could be collected back. There's 500,000 apartment units. There's malls of America. They're the largest landlord of apartments. They're the largest landlord of commercial shopping centers. They got skyscrapers all over the U.S. They've broken all these counties, put everybody in bankruptcy, selling these artificial mortgages. All we have to do is put these people into jail, and we can confiscate these assets. The states would have enough money. They wouldn't be bankrupt. You could claim then against the pension fund fraud that they've done against you, where your 401ks have dropped from say, 20,000 to 10,000 last time, and the bank bailout, et cetera. And with that, that's what we need to be doing.
That's right. Okay, now this is perfect timing. The leadership bloodlines that we've seen that have been positioning this whole thing that's been happening to us, that's happening to us right now, that we're suffering from. Do you believe that there's this bloodline, this succession plan that includes stooges like Barack Obama, Clinton, the Bushes? Is there a bloodline that they're operating within?
Well, they think they're the bloodline, not Barack Obama so much, but Bush and them are generational Satanists. And they're Khazarians, what they call Khazarians. They aren't even Jews themselves. The Rockefeller and Milman himself wasn't. He's partial by his mother. But there's a bloodline. And they believe that they're the bloodline. There was a book written, I think, The Holy Grail, Bloodline of the Holy Grail or something. They think they're the ancestry of Jesus Christ and Mary Magdalene, when in fact they're the Khazarians, which were out of the southern part of Russia, Khazar, which wasn't and isn't part of the Israeli bloodline. They're the ones that have been around. It's the Knights Templars charging passage to Israel. They've actually taken on what they call the Jewish identity, which was nothing but a fake. They aren't part of the tribes of Israel. They've got the people in Israel fooled, the Jewish people. They've created this, and they've tried to create this Jewish, Judeo-Christian identity. And if you can control the churches, you can control the government, you've got to control the people.
That's right. One last question. How do we shut down the J-12? If we have a bloody revolution, how about if we just attack the J-12? What do you think about that?
I suggest we just go put, I've always advocated their arrest. We have the legal right to arrest these people if the government doesn't do it. The Declaration of Independence gave us that authority. Citizens' arrests.